Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Here we are on Pillar 3. This is lesson number 12. This is now moving into question number 3. What do I need? So this one is called Developing a Life of Self-Care. So, number 12. The question number 3, what do I need? Self-care. So the only thing wrong with you is that you forget. You forget who you are and where life comes from. What do I need? This question places you in a position to consider what your foundational needs are in order to live a full, healthy, and wholehearted life. This question helps you begin the process of becoming responsible for yourself. No one else is responsible for your well-being or for making sure that you get what you need in life. You will have good relationships in your life with people who are concerned for your well-being and who are on your team to make sure you are doing well. But ultimately, you are the one responsible to make sure you get what you need. Needs are on a more basic level of what is necessary to make life work well. These are physical aspects of life, like good nutrition, sleep and rest, exercise, hygiene, and medical dental checkups. Your needs are also in the realm of relational and spiritual as well. We need good sex and interpersonal connection. It's true, you can live your entire life without sex or even a hug, but your soul will shrivel. We need spiritual connection. Therefore, meditation, praying, and gratitude are necessary for a life of fullness. So core practice number 3 is self-care. Self-care is about living from a position of strength in order to love others well. It's caring for what your heart. It's caring for your heart, for your body, and for yourself. Most men think this sounds selfish and not right. That's because you've been trained to primarily please others, and so it feels entirely counterintuitive to care for yourself first. Self-care requires that you exercise, seek good nutrition, get enough sleep, develop hobbies that you love, and overtly talking about what you need and want. It's making connections with men in your life and developing a strong community around you who will support you well through all life tosses at you. To become a strong, integrated man, you must first learn to care for yourself with responsibility and self-respect. You will learn to put on your oxygen mask first. Men today have been trained to put self-care last on the list. But in order to live a life of strength, you must answer the essential question, what do I need? This may seem selfish. Not only will you start to enjoy life more fully, but your woman will also love it, because self-care is not selfish. This is the primary way that a solid man begins to live with a whole heart. He becomes responsible for his well-being. A primary pitfall. One of the primary pitfalls of men who struggle with integrity is that they do not care for themselves well. Usually, there is more of an emphasis on pleasing others to make others happy and earning affirmation points by making people like them. The consequence of this is an unnurtured life. This kind of lifestyle results with a man without strength, without intention, and without the ability to create the life he wants. He becomes a victim to the whims and desires of others. When we live to please, we lose our integrity, because the moods of others determine how we move, what we do, and what we believe about ourselves. However, the life of a solid man of integrity requires significant intention to care for himself. This means that you will need to listen to what you want, develop a pattern of taking care of what you need, and creating a life where your primary needs are taken care of. Selfish or selfness. When presented with the idea of taking care of yourself first, most men will identify this as very selfish. Somewhere down the line, men have been told or trained that taking care of yourself first or developing, strengthening your own person is selfish. Somehow, men have gotten the message that we must sacrifice ourselves for others. If we don't, it's seen as selfish and unacceptable. We have been told to man up, which essentially actually means to put yourself last or man down, because man up actually means man down. For Christian men, one place that this idea comes from is Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 says, quote, "Husbands, love your wife. Wives, Husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her," unquote. We are taught that if we do not live in a perpetual state of sacrifice, we are being selfish. But this isn't just with Christianity. Every man in our American culture is also faced with the shift that has taken place for the last 50 years, a shift from patriarchy to feminist ideals. Patriarchy, or what could be called male authoritarianism, is seen as the evil that has enslaved women for thousands of years. Therefore, men must move in an opposite fashion in order to be acceptable in our society today. We must pay for the sins of our fathers. We must not be authoritarian, but submit to the needs, desires, and dreams of the women in our lives before ourselves. Some call this the feminine imperative, which is now the core responsibility of men. This is a strange twist to another concept from Ephesians 5 that has haunted women in the past. That is, quote, "Wives, submit to your husbands," unquote. Now, we must all find the truth. Something messy is going on. Even though this cultural message exists, most women in relationships actually want their men to be strong and present. Most women have no problem communicating what they need and want. Is that selfish for them? Okay, so it is selfish, but not in an unhealthy fashion. It is essential to live a whole life to be responsible and care for yourself. It is not selfish to care for yourself. I classify it as selfness. And then give yourself permission to take care of yourself first. Selfness is healthy self-care. The oxygen mask. This illustration comes from what happens every time that you get on an airplane. The flight attendant will say, "In the event of loss of cabin pressure, the mask will fall from the ceiling. Put the mask on yourself first, then proceed to help others with their masks." I reacted when I first heard this. There's no way I'm going to put it. Wait, no way. I'm going to put it on my wife and kids first. This feels entirely counterintuitive, mostly because of how we've been trained by our culture. But you must care for yourself first. Otherwise, you will be operating out of deficit and no one gets cared for. Everyone is sucking for air. So put your mask on first. Here's the equation that the oxygen mask represents. Become the strongest, most powerful man that you can be, so that you can love others well. That's not selfish. It's all about caring for those around you. Even Jesus confirms this when he said, when he said, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. He assumed that you would care for yourself, as he did for himself when he walked the earth. There are many possible issues keeping a man from taking care of himself. The training that I must care for others first, that it is selfish, guilt that I'm enjoying life, the family of origin rules or roles that you might have had, laziness, no self-respect, whatever it is that's telling you it's selfish, you must get over it. First, get over the idea that it's selfish. Second, commit to creating an environment where your needs are cared for. And third, stop paying penance for the things that you have done wrong. Become the strongest, most powerful man that you can be so that you can love others well. A significant problem is that men do not take care of themselves. So even if you feel like you don't deserve it, or she thinks you deserve it, or she doesn't think you deserve it, you must begin to make sure your needs are met. Some of our women actually have the problem of pleasing others first as well. If this is the case, commit to each other to beat this by giving each other permission to do self-care. Dr. Robert Glover talks about covert contracts, or the idea that we do things to try to get our needs met behind the scenes or with strings attached. Covertly trying to get your needs met does not work. It backfires every time and leaves you with unmet needs and your woman feeling pressure. And pressure never works to motivate anybody. So it's important to be overt with your needs. Just say what you need. Assertiveness is just saying what you need. Learn to be assertive and make it so. Group presentation questions. How do you struggle with feeling selfish with your O2 mask? What needs or wants are you missing in your close relationships that you need to talk about? What are the obstacles for you not standing up for yourself? How can you take care of yourself physically, medically, exercise, nutrition, or sleep? How can you take care of your soul or heart? And what opens your heart or creates passion? How can you take care of yourself spiritually and develop your daily practice? What are your hobbies? And what have you loved to do in the past? Often we're covert trying to get our needs met. How can you become overt with stating what you want and need in your relationships, at work, or elsewhere? And what are other ways that you can take care of yourself? Got a couple books here. One called Start Here. It's a groundbreaking science-based program for emotional fitness. It's a decent book. Nourishing Wisdom, a Mind-Body Approach to Nutrition and Well-Being by Mark David. It's more about food and nutrition. Younger Next Year, Live Strong, Fit, and Sexy Until You're 80 and Beyond. It's for a book about for people who are getting older and you feel it. It's good for to challenge your common beliefs. They're just going to get old, and so just give up. Anyway, that is this lesson. So guys, really think strongly about self-care, taking care of yourself, pleasing yourself first. That's all we got for this lesson. So as always, stay solid, my friends.